USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Police in New York City say they have a suspected suicide bomber in custody after an apparent pipe bomb explosion at New York's Port Authority bus terminal, one of the busiest transit hubs in the nation. Sarah Lee Kessler reports from NYC.
Police say he had wires attached to his body and that his bomb either went off prematurely or malfunctioned. Shortly before 7:30 this morning, inside a subway platform at 42nd Street and 8th Avenue, former Police Commissioner Bill Bratton says,
who supposedly was setting the device off in the name of ISIS.
Subways have been evacuated, service suspended, while authorities investigate.
And authorities say four people were injured. The extent of those injuries has not been disclosed. Several women who have accused President Trump of sexual misconduct will hold a news event to release details at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time today. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-978-15. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. Results may vary.
A Republican senator says she's on the fence about whether she'll be supporting the GOP's tax reform plan. Senator Susan Collins spoke on Face the Nation on CBS.
There are major differences between the House and Senate bills, and I don't know where the bill is going to come out.
Collins saying she's made it clear to her colleagues she will oppose a tax bill if it includes a 4% cut in Medicare, as has been discussed. President Trump pushing hard to get Republican candidate Roy Moore the win in Alabama's Senate race tomorrow. Trump is the voice behind a robocall supporting Moore and saying of Moore's Democratic opponent, Doug Jones,
he will vote with the Washington liberals every single time.
Firefighters in California still have work cut out for them as the fifth largest blaze in the state's history, the Thomas Fire, is still growing after already burning 230,000 acres and leaving nearly 800 structures destroyed. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Snow falling across Europe is creating an air travel nightmare. Hundreds of KLM flights in the Netherlands are canceled. Over 300 flights were canceled yesterday at Frankfurt Airport, the busiest in Germany. And the scene's not any better on the German roads today, as heavy snow has caused a lot of crashes as well as train delays. The nominations for the 75th Annual Golden Globe Awards have just been announced. Actress Sharon Stone reading the nominees for Best Motion Picture Drama.
Call Me by Your Name, Dunkirk, The Post, The Shape of Water, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Nominees for Best Motion Picture Musical or Comedy, The Disaster Artist, Get Out, The Greatest Showman, I, Tonya, and Lady Bird. The Golden Globe Awards will be held at the Beverly Hilton Hotel on January 7th. Seth Meyers will be hosting the show that will air on NBC. The price of Bitcoin is skyrocketing again, and now Bitcoin futures are officially trading on an exchange, the Cboe Futures Exchange, opening yesterday, and within hours, prices for Bitcoin had jumped 10%, triggering a temporary trading halt. Futures went up 20% again a short time later, which triggered another halt. Bitcoin is volatile, but backers of the digital cryptocurrency say the trading of futures is a step towards real legitimacy. You don't need Bitcoin to check us out online. We're free at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola with Nutrimost of Flemington, and we have a great weather and a great show set up for us today. The forecast for today is sunny with a high near 40 degrees, west wind 3 to 8 miles per hour. Tonight, there's going to be a slight chance of snow after 1 a.m., mixing with sleet after 5 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 29 degrees. Calm wind becoming southeast around 5 miles per hour. After midnight, chance of precipitation is a low of 20%.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola with Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare. And today we have a very exciting show and stuff. All of you have always had a question and stuff about what kind of exercise, what kind of therapy you could do to help really work your body and keep your mind in shape. And we have just that person to answer those questions and stuff. Sitting across from me from Celestial Yoga is Jen James. So Jen, welcome to the show, first of all, and why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, thank you, Dr. Miola, for having me on. About 16 years ago, I was searching for a way to heal myself, both physically and spiritually and emotionally, while I looked for a new career path. Back then, yoga wasn't as accessible or trendy. Finding a yoga studio and teacher training outside of a major city was difficult. I found a boutique studio in Berkeley Heights and trained under Paula Tepedino at Vibhuti Yoga School. I received my 200-hour yoga teacher training certificate about a year later.
Well, so that's pretty involved in as far as getting a certification for being able to teach. Most of the time, the general public would just think, oh, you took a few classes or you just happened to enjoy doing it, so you figure, hey, I could go ahead and start doing it. But so there's a lot of background to this and all. And during that whole time, you had to put in, hours of class as well as seminars or workshops and things like that?
Yes. So it was 200 hours.
Oh, wow.
Pretty much 180 contact hours, and mm-hmm. then the rest was homework and taking classes outside of the studio.
Oh, wow. So pretty involved and pretty extensive and all. So when you do hang up your shingle and stuff in the Hunterdon County area and stuff like that, then you're well qualified and you've got the intelligence and you've got the tools to be able to help people with it and all. And what were the physical issues you were dealing with that drew you into the yoga as a healing tool?
That's a great question, Dr. Miola. I suffered a lot of my life with various back, neck, shoulder, and hip issues. I've had several accidents and surgeries that caused much imbalance in my body. Through the years, I discovered many ways that yoga could help me balance my body and my mind through various yoga postures and relaxation techniques.
Now, who are your clients or who would be students of your yoga classes and things? Is there a typical person, a housewife that's got some extra time on her hands? Or what it sounds like is somebody who's got some physical, emotional, or spiritual imbalances going on that you can help funnel and guide them in the right direction and all?
Sure, yes. I teach people various ages, maybe 31 up to 96.
Okay.
And it's usually somebody who comes to me with some kind of physical ailment. They already went to the doctors. Maybe they had surgery or cancer or, you know, just other issues with their bodies or their minds. Mm-hmm. And they've already gone through all the medical clearance. And, you know, they may have gone through physical therapy, and now that's it. And
right.
That's where I come in. I try to help you come up with tools so that you can live your life more fully.
Right.
You know?
Now, when people think of yoga, you know, when they watch TV and things like that, they see these people in these contorted, twisted positions and postures and things like that. Is that a typical yoga class that would be given and stuff, or is that like a little bit more advanced, or is that a different style of yoga that happens?
That's a wonderful question, and it's a thorn in my side, basically.
Okay.
So I feel that yoga has become very gymnastics-oriented and complicated, too. And what happens is a lot of these teachers are teaching other students because of what they have ability to do, instead of teaching a student what's right for the student. So I try to teach, and thank God I did go through all these different issues because it makes me more aware of others and what they've gone through and the struggles I went through, and I feel like I can connect and then teach to them instead of to myself.
Right. And it does help with you having, you know, your background as far as a couple, you know, car accidents. I mean, the mangled positions that your body was put into, and then just the recovery that had to go through with, you know, getting the muscles, the ligaments, the tendons, the bones, you know, your mind back into focus and back into health and stuff. So you can really relate to these individuals and stuff, and you have empathy for those people that are going through all this. So this is quite an interesting little class that you've got put together then and all.
Yeah. Yes.
Very good.
And people have been with me, some of them 1 year, some of them 3 to 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to teach so that people can grow and learn, just like I try to grow and learn all the time.
Right. So. And that's an important thing and stuff, not to become stagnant in our you know, lifestyle or function or our attitude and things like that. What we generally find in our practice too and stuff is, like, you know, motion, you know, is really healthy and things, and you got to keep people moving. When we have somebody come in chiropractically and, you know, they've been in an accident, they can't move and stuff. So the biggest thing is just to start to get them to, you know, move their eyes. And then all of a sudden you start getting the head a little bit more, and then you get the shoulders and the whole body, and then you get the whole being going. Then, you know, that's just the physical nature of going on saying. Then you have to get to the emotional and then the spiritual component of it. And do you parallel something like that also?
Definitely. That's I even teach some eye exercises.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's very
But, yeah, that's exactly what I do. I try to work with people physically, emotionally, and spiritually, and have them learn how to connect, because that's what yoga really is about, union, connecting the body, the mind, and the breath.
Right. And so breathing, again, is a very, very important thing. What's like a typical breathing technique that you would use with this and all?
Sure. What I try to do is give a lot of variety in my classes. So each week I rotate different breathing exercises.
Oh, okay.
Even my private sessions, too, it would be the same thing, so that people aren't bored. And my favorite is alternate nostril breathing. And that is easy, accessible. You can find online how to do it, or you can come to my classes. But it's not very easy to translate through the radio.
Right. What we're going to do is we're going to take a little commercial break here, but we're going to come back and talk about some of those breathing techniques, okay? So we're going to go and pay the electric bill, and we'll be right.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back. This is Dr. Miola with Nutrimost of Flemington. And today our guest from Celestial Yoga is Jen James and stuff, who off air we were talking about the different techniques that are available at yoga for breathing and left side, right side nostril. Whoever thought that you'd be breathing through your nose, through your mouth, through your ears, through your third eye. But all these things happen here at Celestial Yoga. And so, Jen, do you want to elaborate a little bit about the breathing that goes on?
Sure. So in my classes, what we do is each week we rotate different breathing exercises. To me, breathing exercises are essential to yoga. Believe it or not, the postures are secondary.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So meditation and breathing exercises are where, and shavasana, the relaxation, those mm-hmm. are the priorities. So the postures are wonderful, trust me, to help you with your ailments, your physical body. But it was made originally, the postures, only a couple hundred years ago, to make it so that you could sit comfortably in your body and meditate.
Oh.
And the breathing exercises help calm your mind down or energize, depending on what you need, or balance you so that you can sit in meditation.
Oh, okay. Very interesting.
Yeah, so yoga's been around thousands of years, but the postures have not.
Oh, that's interesting. See, I always thought it was posture first, then breathing and all.
No.
So as basically most of the people in the general population do.
Yes. So I definitely have a good amount of postures in my classes, but... Yeah, breathing, what I do in the beginning is breathing warm-ups,
okay,
which is called skull shining breath. And it's an excellent way to help your lungs expand and contract. It's beautiful. It got me through the allergy season.
Oh, wow, okay.
And I learned it about a year ago, and I love it. And we do that in the beginning. And then we do the postures, the warm-ups, the postures, the cool down, and then we're going to do the breathing exercises, alternate nostril breathing, left nostril breathing, which is much more relaxing. I don't teach right nostril breathing, but some do. That's more energizing.
Oh, okay.
So it's good to do the left nostril breathing in the summer to help cool you down.
Oh, okay.
But some people like the right nostril breathing because they're cold and they want to warm up and they want to energize. But I try to have a very relaxing ending to my class, so I don't do that.
That's interesting. Now, who would ever thought, you know, the left side, right side nostril, mouth breathers, and everything else that goes on, that there's a rhyme and a reason to everything that goes on.
There is, because our breath is controlling the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have your right and left hemisphere, and your breathing is actually the opposite.
Oh.
So you're activating your right hemisphere when you're doing the left nostril breathing.
Oh, okay. Very good. And all these things that people would learn from the Celestial Yoga class then?
So they'd attend the classes, mm-hmm. or I'm also going to be doing teacher trainings and workshops.
Oh, okay. Very good. So how did Celestial Yoga begin?
Sure. So once I graduated from yoga teacher training, that was, I think, 2003, I wanted to form a business that was sustainable and helps others. And that's how Celestial Yoga was born. My husband actually came up with the name.
Interesting, mm-hmm. And his name is not Celestial, though, right?
No. Okay. It's Chris.
You know how guys can be sometimes.
Yeah.
All right. And where have you taught yoga classes at?
Sure. I've taught yoga both privately and in group settings throughout Hutterdon and the surrounding counties, Somerset and Warren.
Mm.
I taught at people's homes, hospitals, nursing homes, halfway houses, gyms, community centers, churches, and yoga studios. And there's probably a couple of things I just forgot to mention.
It sounds like you've been around and stuff in Hutterdon and the surrounding counties and stuff for a while and stuff teaching. And that, you know, you do a wide variety, whether it's group or private lessons, whether it's at, a church, a temple, a community center, or almost any place that you can get a group of people together.
Yes, sure. Mm-hmm. That's what's drawing me to eventually do teacher training, which will mm-hmm. be starting soon, because I feel like I've worked with many different facilities, so I can relate to people struggling and where to teach yoga classes.
Mm-hmm. Where do you prefer to be teaching, like in as far as like a private studio setting, or would you rather go to like a community center or, you know, a hospital situation, or I don't know if you do businesses?
I have done all of that.
Oh, okay.
A yoga studio is my preference at mm-hmm. this point. Because I'm going to be aligning with the Essential Wellness Center.
Right.
And it's going to be a whole holistic center.
Oh, okay. So, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
We'll find out more about that,
sure.
too, coming up. So how have you discovered that you can help others privately and in group settings through your yoga techniques and training?
Sure. I've worked with all shapes, sizes, and abilities. I've taught people ranging from infants to 90 years old and many in between. I've worked with people that have also suffered many physical ailments, like I talked about earlier, through accidents and illnesses and living in a modern world with everyday stressors. And after they received medical clearance to do yoga with me, we've worked together on stress relief techniques and pain management, giving them the tools necessary to live a more relaxed and balanced life through meditations, breathing exercises, positivity, and spirituality, and, of course, the various yoga postures.
So what would be a typical class scenario with your format then?
Sure. My typical classes, what they are like. And this would be private, group, or even in the trainings. I have a format that I've developed.
Mm-hmm.
I start off and we do centering. And that's really important because a lot of us are commuting. We may have been dealing with traffic or, you know, just whatever our life is throwing at us.
Right.
So and centering is very easy. We're just bringing our attention to our breath, calming ourselves down.
Okay.
Being more present and mindful is my philosophy. And then we will move on to that breathing warm-up I talked to you about.
All right.
And it's very important to warm up our lungs also. And then after we do that, we will work on different posture warm-ups.
Oh, okay.
We'll be seated first because that's how we started off. Then we're going to stand and do standing warm-ups.
Mm, okay.
And I do a lot of warm-ups, probably more than a typical class would. I spend about that whole start is about 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. So then we go into the postures. So the first posture we work on is half moon series. And I do this in all my classes,
mm-hmm.
every level. And it's just a wonderful way of doing movement. And I call it meditation in motion. Mm-hmm. And when you get comfortable with it, because we do it every single week, or it depends, some people come to me 3 times a week, but every single time, you get to close your eyes and just move with your breath and body.
Oh.
And it's beautiful. But then we do work on different postures every week. I rotate things around so that your muscles don't get too used to things, because I work on balance exercises. I have a standing doing a lot of balance work.
Okay.
Then we're going to go into floor movements, abdominal strengthening, and some stretching, strengthening on the floor. And then we're going to do that breathing exercise I talked about. Mm-hmm. And that'll be different every week. Then we do relaxation. I call it guided meditation, because a lot of people feel very uncomfortable just laying there quietly. So what I do is I help you do a mindfulness-based relaxation technique, and I rotate it all the time. So it could be anything different from having you floating on a cloud, and what do you see, and you're going to a location, and this is, then I'm going to have you walk around the location, and you're in control of your own mind, mm-hmm. your own body throughout this entire time. And I'll rotate it each time. Sometimes we'll have it where we're walking in a forest. And I want you to be able to physically feel things, hear things, smell, mm-hmm. taste. So we're trying to make it so you can engage all your senses and have a time out, basically.
Right. In today's society, with all of us racing around, you know, half hour to hour commutes, you know, back and forth to work, you know, you get to work, you're hit with all kinds of stressful deadlines and meetings and everything. You try to wolf down some lunch. You have to worry about, you know, who you're taking to soccer practice, you know, ball field, religious classes, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, any kind of musical and things, and just get the whole family back together just for, dinner and things like that. This sounds like an opportunity for an individual to just do a timeout and, you know, really enjoy what they're doing and all.
Yes. Yes.
That sounds great, though.
Thank you.
So what best sums up your teaching style, then?
Sure. What I call it is approachable yoga for everybody. That's my philosophy, and mm-hmm. it really rings true to my heart. My style of yoga is hatha yoga, with attention to the alignment and the breath. So when I have you in postures, we are fine-tuning every single muscle and bone. We're going to all look different when we do this. And that's okay. And I make sure you know that.
Okay.
So that you don't compare yourself to me. But I am going to help guide you so you can see what the posture looks like. But, you know, I have you be more mindful of your own body and alignment.
Right.
And I do prefer no mirrors. That's very important
okay.
to me.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. All right.
Yes. Because I don't want anybody to correct. When I went through teacher training, we had to do it all internally. So you close your eyes. You're mindful of your placement of every single bone and muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you don't look and tweak your neck to try to get yourself in alignment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that, I teach students various ways to do yoga postures. Some people need to sit in a chair. Some people need to lie down because they have trouble getting up and down off a yoga mat. And then some people are perfectly comfortable getting up and down off a yoga mat. So I teach different ways to do things, because somebody will come to me. We do dancer's pose every single class. It's my favorite posture mm-hmm. out there. But I do have somebody who has a knee issue and balance issue. So while some of us are standing doing it, and we use a wall to prop our hand up against it,
mm-hmm.
so a lot of people with balance issues, they feel more comfortable doing that. Some will do it freestyle right in the middle of the room, but then some, like this a few of my students who have knee issues or they have trouble grabbing their foot, we have them lie down on the floor and then they do it and they're able to grab their foot. Sometimes I'll have a strap handy if somebody needs it that'll help them grab their foot too.
Mm-hmm.
So basically I'm there to remind the students that they know themselves best and to listen to their own bodies and they can make postures as easy or as challenging as they'd like.
Yeah.
Basically, they know themselves best. And somebody always seems to have something going on in class. So they'll usually come to me before a class, so I know that. And then I can say, okay, so if, like for me, I had a head cold up till a few days ago. So, you know, if you have a head cold, you don't want to be dipping your head down. It's just not good for you.
Right.
You know? And, or you have a neck issue or a foot issue. So I try to make sure everybody has something to do, and while we honor that person and they can do something a little different.
Right. So even though it's one class, it sounds like there's a lot of individual classes going on where you're taking the individual with their limitations or no limitations and stuff and gearing the whole class movement towards what they can and cannot do. So nobody feels like, oh, I can't do, that pose against the wall and stuff like everybody else and stuff, but you give them the opportunity to either be lying down or to be in a chair and stuff with their limitations and all.
Sure.
So that's incredible in as far as being able to have the skills and as far as knowing what you're trying to achieve with the class and stuff and gearing it towards the abilities of what that individual has, not so much their limitations, but their abilities and stuff. So very good though. Like that. That's very good. See, now, if I went to your class and you laid me down on the floor, I'd probably be out of sleep in about 5 minutes then and all. So I probably wouldn't be one of your best kids.
Oh, that's okay. I actually have men that come. My husband's one of them.
Oh, is he? Okay.
And then, yes, we do. We have one other male that comes. Mm-hmm. But I've taught husbands and wives in their houses, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you find yoga still has, like, a connotation of being more of a for better things and some more of a feminine type of a thing as compared to the harsh, martial arts that a guy would be more drawn to and things like that?
That's a great question. Twofold. First of all, yoga was developed by men, not women.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Yes.
Okay.
So for thousands of years, men did it, not women. A woman, it wouldn't be acceptable in India to do yoga.
Mm-hmm.
So that's more of an Americanized thing that happened. But I had a husband and wife who own a karate studio, and they were coming to me for a while.
Oh, wow.
And they were looking for a way of getting just away from that.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Because I help you learn how to develop strength, coordination, and flexibility and stress relief. So what happens is these people are extremely strong. So they're looking more for flexibility and relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so a man, as long as he's comfortable, and I will admit, my class is not for everybody. I don't want to teach for everybody.
Right.
I'm teaching to the people that actually like to slow down and do things more methodically.
Right,
and
okay,
listen
yeah.
to their body. If you want the gym-type class that's, you're moving constantly, vinyasa or hot yoga,
mm-hmm.
my style would not be for you. You would not like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes.
Maybe after our break and stuff, we'll explore some of those things and all. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a little break now and stuff, and we're going to go to the news.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Police in New York City say they have a suspected suicide bomber in custody after an apparent pipe bomb explosion at New York's Port Authority bus terminal, one of the busiest transit hubs in the nation. Sarah Lee Kessler reports from NYC.
Police say he had wires attached to his body and that his bomb either went off prematurely or malfunctioned. Shortly before 7:30 this morning, inside a subway platform at 42nd Street and 8th Avenue, former Police Commissioner Bill Bratton says,
who supposedly was setting the device off in the name of ISIS.
Subways have been evacuated, service suspended while authorities investigate.
And authorities say four people were injured. The extent of those injuries has not been disclosed. Several women who have accused President Trump of sexual misconduct will hold a news event to release details at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time today. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-978-15.
1515. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. Results may vary.
A Republican senator says she's on the fence about whether she'll be supporting the GOP's tax reform plan. Senator Susan Collins spoke on Face the Nation on CBS.
There are major differences between the House and Senate bills, and I don't know where the bill is going to come out.
Collins saying she's made it clear to her colleagues she will oppose a tax bill if it includes a 4% cut in Medicare, as has been discussed. President Trump pushing hard to get Republican candidate Roy Moore the win in Alabama's Senate race tomorrow. Trump is the voice behind a robocall supporting Moore and saying of Moore's Democratic opponent, Doug Jones,
he will vote with the Washington liberals every single time.
Firefighters in California still have work cut out for them as the fifth largest blaze in the state's history, the Thomas Fire, is still growing after already burning 230,000 acres and leaving nearly 800 structures destroyed. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Snow falling across Europe is creating an air travel nightmare. Hundreds of KLM flights in the Netherlands are canceled. Over 300 flights were canceled yesterday at Frankfurt Airport, the busiest in Germany. And the scene's not any better on the German roads today, as heavy snow has caused a lot of crashes as well as train delays. The nominations for the 75th Annual Golden Globe Awards have just been announced. Actress Sharon Stone reading the nominees for Best Motion Picture Drama.
Call Me by Your Name, Dunkirk, The Post, The Shape of Water, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Nominees for Best Motion Picture Musical or Comedy, The Disaster Artist, Get Out, The Greatest Showman, I, Tonya, and Lady Bird. The Golden Globe Awards will be held at the Beverly Hilton Hotel on January 7th. Seth Meyers will be hosting the show that will air on NBC. The price of Bitcoin is skyrocketing again, and now Bitcoin futures are officially trading on an exchange, the Cboe Futures Exchange, opening yesterday, and within hours, prices for Bitcoin had jumped 10%, triggering a temporary trading halt. Futures went up 20% again a short time later, which triggered another halt. Bitcoin is volatile, but backers of the digital cryptocurrency say the trading of futures is a step towards real legitimacy. You don't need Bitcoin to check us out online. We're free at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And we are back. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare provider. And today we've got our guest who's really informing us a lot about yoga and the trials and tribulations of getting back into shape following injuries or just getting yourself centered. And she's this is Jen James from Celestial Yoga. And she has been talking about the different styles of yoga before we went on our break. And so I think we're going to come back with that, Jen, right? You had a lot more information. But remember, I have limited time.
Yes, exactly, Dr. Miola. There are so many different styles of yoga out there. There's no way I could go into it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's the Hatha style, as I was telling you, which is alignment and breath heavy, okay? So there are so many other styles out there. So the best thing for someone to do is to just go online and look up the descriptions of every single yoga style out there. There's vinyasa, there's hot yoga, there's kundalini, the list goes on.
Oh, it sounds very extensive.
Yeah, some are going to be more spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Some will be more meditation heavy. And then some are purely postures. You know, so the hot yoga you know, if you like heat, there you go.
Yeah.
A lot of my students do not like heat. We're all going through changes. That's
okay.
The last thing we want. So it does depend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I keep it a little cool. So.
Oh, that's interesting, though, like hot and cold yoga and the whole deal with that and all.
Yes.
So where are you teaching presently?
Sure. So I'm in a transition right now with my locations. So beginning Saturday, January 6th, I will be teaching Back to Basics, a weekly yoga class that's great for beginners, but it's also good for those who've done yoga for a while and are looking for a class that can be as easy or as challenging as they'd like I discussed before. It's a great way for a student to learn how to care for themselves, prevent injuries. And this is going to be on Saturdays at 11 a.m. at Essential Wellness Center in Branchburg.
What's the name of that?
Sure, it's Essential. So think about when you say essential needs or essential oils. It's Essential Wellness Center, and they're moving to Branchburg. I'm going to be offering a new student discount for those who haven't come to my classes before or for those who haven't been there in a very long time.
Oh, okay.
And it's $33 for three classes, and that's good for 30 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you can visit my website to register and pay for the classes. That's on celestialyoga.org. And then at 1 p.m. that same day, you can meet me and a few other wellness professionals that I'm going to be teaming up with for an easygoing meet and greet. This is going to be in addition to the weekly class I'll be teaching at Essential. A few of us have teamed up to bring high-quality workshops and trainings. These workshops and trainings are for yoga teachers, but they're also for dedicated yoga students wishing to deepen their practice and learn the foundations necessary to approachable yoga for everybody and to bring their education to their families, their schools, work, communities, and teach adaptable yoga to all ages, sizes, and abilities. So what people can do is they can also, if they can't go to the meet and greet, they can also go right on my website and schedule a 20-minute free phone consultation with me. And this is a great way for us to get to know each other, and I can discuss the different workshops I'll be teaching. But we have really good descriptions on the website also.
Okay, that sounds very good. So why don't you tell me more about this Essential Wellness?
Sure. Essential Wellness is a place for harmony, healing, and happiness. They are relocating from Bridgewater, where they've been for a few years, to Branchburg in the new year. This will be a more convenient location for both Somerset and Hunterdon County residences. Essential Wellness will be located right by Raritan Valley Community College, ShopRite, and Girl Scouts. There's also a Starbucks
there. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. There's all the essentials.
Oh, yeah. It's all good one. So Essential Wellness is expanding to a newly remodeled larger space. The location will boast an inviting reception and lounge space with a retail boutique, two private treatment rooms for Reiki and other healing arts, and a calming studio space for yoga and mindfulness that will offer peace and quiet during class. We all need that.
Yeah.
And they are also doing something. They're having an open house weekend, and it's scheduled for January 13th and 14th. So the following weekend after my meet and greet, they're going to have an open house. It's going to run from 1 to 5 p.m.
Okay.
I will be teaching my regularly scheduled weekly class at 11 a.m. And then at 1 p.m., I'm going to offer a free 30-minute yoga class demo for those interested in finding out more about my style and approach to yoga.
Great idea.
Yeah, and then they can visit the essentialwellness.com website for more information on the open house and all the other free events that are going to take place.
That sounds great. We're going to have to go break for a quick commercial.
Sure.
And we will be all right back to learn more about this Essential Wellness.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Right, we are back. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, and we have an exciting guest here explaining all the mysteries, the ins and outs, the breathings, the spiritual, the emotional connection that goes on with yoga. We have Jen James from Celestial Yoga, and offline and stuff, we were talking about all the different styles of yoga that were going on and people with this crazy rat race that we all live in and stuff. Some people can't make it just due to scheduling and all, but then there's other people out there in Hunterdon County and the surrounding counties and stuff that may physically not be able to get to a yoga studio to be able to do that. And Jen and I were talking, and she said, well, I just happen to have the answer for that and all. So, Jen, why don't you tell us about this, like, you know, new idea that you're coming up with and you're developing here as we speak.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Dr. Miola. What I decided, because a lot of people say to me, well, don't you teach more? And I do. I teach out of people's homes, too.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is more and more people are saying, well, you know, I have a baby at home, or I have this going on, that going on. I can't make it to a studio at that time. So I started thinking, you know, I really do need, I've been working for 15 years in yoga, so I have all this material.
Wow, you must have a wealth of knowledge with that.
Thank you. But I figured, you know, I want to help more people, though. I love Hunterdon and Somerset County, but mm-hmm. I want to be able to reach more people globally. And so I'm in the process of developing online yoga.
Online yoga. Now, how would something like that work?
Well, yeah, again, I'm in the process of this, but I have a few ideas. Mm-hmm. One of my ideas is having a whole bunch of ways where, okay, so you would pay monthly for a service,
mm-hmm.
and you would have these postures that you would get to pick and choose what you want to work on. So say you just want to do breathing work or meditation. We would have a choice for you to pick from that. So you would have a library of all of these videos to choose from.
Oh, what a great idea.
Yeah. But then I would do postures. So say that you have, you know, a kink in your neck. Well, I will show a bunch of different ways to warm up your necks and then do stretches for them. Say that your back is not feeling so good today. I'm going to show you dancer's pose, for instance, my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Standing against a countertop or a desk versus standing out in the middle of the room versus lying down on the floor. And then that way you can determine what's going on. because I've also worked with equestrians, for instance. So I'd like them to be able to do some things before they go riding and after their rides. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've noticed is people, I've worked with runners also and triathletes. So what happens is we develop a lot of imbalances doing the things we love. So I thought I would develop plans for them because I've been telling them to do these things, yeah. But they don't remember. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. So I thought that I'd come up with a solution where they have something to look at on their phone, their laptop, or, you know,
yeah.
Whatever device they have so they can say, oh, good, equestrian yoga. Oh, good, runner's yoga.
Right.
And have different choices and mm-hmm. stuff. So this is the beginning. But I also have been working with people privately. So I'm thinking of also being able to fine-tune things for someone and maybe have it where they can talk to me. We can have phone consultations.
Oh, geez, that's incredible.
Yeah, video chatting. Mm-hmm. And maybe they can record themselves doing things, and then I can analyze and discuss mm-hmm. with them, you know? Because sometimes we have the best intentions, and we think we're doing everything right. But with online yoga, the one problem I see is that people could do things wrong, just like when they were doing it with DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think you're doing it right. And I understand that. You have good intentions. But sometimes you need, someone else to watch you and to look and to analyze. And that's how my private sessions go. So
right.
I'm trying to bring it to the virtual world mm-hmm. and develop maybe a virtual studio of some sort.
Right. We find that happens in our office, too, and stuff. What I say and what people hear could be two different things, so we have them come in within 7 days of starting our program. So then when we see what they've understood or didn't understand and interpret and stuff, then we can make corrections and stuff and yes. move them along rather quickly. So that would be the same thing that would happen with you and stuff. You would be able to instantaneously see... not that they're doing something incorrectly, but how to just move them in the right, sure. in a better posture or position or breathing technique and all. That's yeah. incredible. What a great thought and stuff to put that together now.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I think that, every day is different for us because I do teach you to be more mindful and present.
Mm-hmm.
So what if you just stubbed your toe? Well, your alignment can be all out of whack mm-hmm. just because you stubbed your toe.
Oh, yeah.
You could have hurt your neck, and you know that.
Oh.
I mean, with your work, you know how the whole body's connected.
Very easily, yeah.
So you may have been doing dancer's pose one way with me and feel like, hey, I got this all rocked. Then all of a sudden you stub your toe and you're like, oh, great. I have to do this completely different. I don't remember what Jen said.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically where I'm going. I'm trying to make it so that my regular students have ways they can do homework at home because I talk to them about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm going on a trip, guys. Make sure you work on this posture. And it's funny. When I get back, they're like, yeah, I didn't work on it.
Oh, see, yeah. And then with so many of our clients and stuff traveling like they do and stuff,
yes.
To be able to pull up on their laptop or their cell phone or, smartphone and stuff, a simple little workout or, some answers or questions that they can do and things,
yes.
that would be an invaluable product and, service to have for them and all.
Oh, I could have you do a whole routine in bed. Literally, yeah. Oh, my gosh, you can travel and just bring a towel. You don't need a yoga mat. You can sit in the chair, do some things standing,
mm-hmm.
and then on the bed, and you're good to go.
Isn't that something? That's yeah. incredible. It's a great service that you're going to be able to offer now. So how do people get a hold of you now?
Sure. Well, I have a website,
okay.
and it's www.celestialyoga.org. And I have different tabs on there depending on what you're interested in looking at. There's a group yoga classes. There's the teacher training.
Okay.
There's workshops. And then there's online yoga. And I have each one of those tabs has FAQ page, which I think is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Because believe it or not, a lot of us have the same questions about yoga. Oh, my gosh. Can I eat before a class? Oh, is it done with shoes? Different things like that.
Right.
So
to make it much easier and let them feel welcome coming into
yeah.
the studio and stuff. So excellent. How would people get again, you were talking about that essential wellness
sure.
Meet and greet that you were going to do. So why don't you tell the listeners about that one more time then?
Sure. So that'll be January 6th after my 11 a.m. class at 1 p.m., me, Lori, Carolyn and Maria, who are going to be teaching these workshops, are going to be there. So you can meet us and ask us any kind of questions,
whether
it's about the yoga teacher training program or about the workshops themselves.
Okay, that sounds great then.
Yeah.
Excellent. I'm sure that the radio listeners are going to be very, very excited about that and all. And you were going to be posting that on our website and stuff of Get Healthy Hunterdon and then making a connection to your website too and all. So that'll be great. And it's interesting that you were talking about equestrians and all, because our next week we're going to have Chris Baxter from Riding with Heart. And they talk about balancing the body and keeping the posture and form going using horses to reset that whole pathway and all. So it'll be exciting and all. Well, this was an incredible hour, and I'm sure that the radio listening audience here is going to be taking a look at this and really giving it a good thought about doing some yoga or finding out more information about that. And again, anything that's coming up and stuff, please get it to us so we can get it out to the radio audience and stuff. And again, any kind of closing thoughts that you had? Telephone call or any kind of website or
one more time? Again, if you have any questions and you want to talk to me on the phone, I have it set up where you can schedule a 20-minute free phone consultation. And, you know, it may be 30 minutes, but that's a great way if you have additional questions about the workshops, teacher trainings, or the online yoga.
Great.
And the group classes, I mean, just come check them out yourself. Mm-hmm. It's only $3 for $33.
Yeah, that's a great price and all, too. So wonderful.
Exactly.
All right. Well, wonderful.
You.
We had a great time with you and on again. We'd love to have you come back. So in the upcoming year, 2018 already is coming on our doorstep and all. We'll be interested to see where Celestial Yoga and Jen James is going to be moving and going and providing for the Hunterdon County and surrounding counties and all. This is Dr. Miola, and we'll see everybody next Monday at 12 o'clock for our next guest.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
cover. Remember, you can follow us online as well as on the radio. Find us at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
It is 9:06, time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. 62 degrees right now in Fleming. It's overcast skies. Rain is going to be continuing until about, well, through the afternoon. We have a little break, and more rain will be coming around 1 o'clock. Showers and a chance of thunderstorms this morning, then periods of showers in the afternoon. Some thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall this morning, not as warm, with highs in the upper 60s.